Brenda, we got something that we gotta tell you, but we just can't talk, cause we got something to do. We've got this podcast, we've gotta tell you. It's kind of stupid. It's not tonight.
Now she's going.
Hey girls.
Hey girls.
And boys and friends beyond the binary. My dog is still here, so...
He's not supposed to be part of the podcast, but he's still here in the background.
He lives here.
I know, but he's not supposed to be part. He's not the third.
This isn't podcaster. This isn't the percast.
This isn't the Leroy program.
But we're going to figure it out. We're going to do some kind of noise canceling. Maybe we're just going to get really good at editing, and then we can edit him out.
We decided on a new name. We're now, it's not tonight.
We're not tonight. We like crooked priorities, but we just feel like.
It didn't spark joy.
Yeah. Not tonight really speaks to us, and it sparks a whole lot of joy. Do you want to tell, how do we begin to tell the story of not tonight?
Leroy has to get out of my story first. He has to go.
Come here, buddy.
I vaguely remember it. I just remember finding that post-it note in something that said not tonight.
We were gonna do the vibe cards. We were gonna do these vibe cards. It was like the very first time that you, I think I introduced them to you. They're not like real like tarot or whatever. They're just like vibe cards that you pull for various reasons, and it tells you, like, gives you like kind of like spiritual guidance, and it is pretty vibey and like intuitive and whatever. For that whatever reason, we were doing it, or we were trying to. We were talking about something like really serious, like, or spooky. I don't remember what. I remember we were outside and we were like, should we pull cards for this? And then you opened it and you saw that ancient post-it note that just said not tonight, and we
just
both,
written like, on it was not tonight. Out. So not. That was funny to us, not tonight. So that's become what this podcast is called. It's called Not Tonight.
And the post-it was actually one night when me and Darcy, my old friend Darcy, drank way too much espresso and started the idea of starting a band. We never actually formed one, but we spent like hours writing on post-it notes band names. Like every time one came to us, we would just write it down and laugh about it. And Not Tonight was one of them. And that was like probably like 6 years before you even
found post-it note.
Yeah. So they were around for a long time. I have no idea how that post-it note got in that box, but just kind of been a running joke. And yeah, we like Not Tonight.
So not it's tonight. Not tonight, but today that we're coming to you live. Linda and Brenda. It's Not Tonight with Linda and Brenda, and that's official. That is the official name, and it's not changing again. Today, not tonight, but today, we're going to do something a little bit weird. We're gonna call my mom.
My mom.
It's my mom too, but we're gonna call my mom.
And my mom.
And we're just gonna see if we can get some kind of story out of her, because she is funny to listen to talk to.
She's a funny girl. You'll see. How are we gonna get her on track? Because she will derail real quick.
I say just let her.
Just let her go.
Just let her. Try to tell her that we're looking just for a story. Like, I'll maybe ask her if she's talked to her sisters lately. If she's got any tea.
And she'll be like, oh, hell no. How do they say it? They all...
Oh, hell.
They have this very specific...
Hell no.
Like, our grandma says it. All the sisters say it. Even our mom says it sometimes.
Hell no.
It's like takes a downturn on the no.
Like, they're disgusting. Hell.
Granny used to say it. They all say it the same way. And they are real yellers.
They love to scream. So let's see if we can get her to scream on the podcast while you're going to sleep tonight. Not tonight, but tomorrow night.
Not tonight.
Let's give her a call.
Like, all right, I'm going to do the calling, but you're going to do the talking initially.
Okay.
If I call her, she's going to think something's wrong. Because I, like, never call her.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Are we really FaceTiming?
You can FaceTime her if you want, or you can just call her. I can just put it next to the recorder.
Oh, hell no.
Do you FaceTime? Leroy, you're not part of the podcast. Yes, but she'll never put her face on FaceTime, even if it's just, hey,
all right, she's
me
calling.
And her looking at it.
She's calling.
She won't put her face.
Sorry.
Hey, Mom, it's actually Linda. Hold on, we're going to call you back. Don't say our names. Don't say our names when we call you back. It's too late.
She's going to think we're like hostage. We can edit this out, Steven.
Hey.
You're not going to see me on this.
Okay.
You're not my face.
Okay, well, we're FaceTiming you from our pod loft. Don't call us by our name.
Okay,
call
well,
me by your name.
Don't put my face on anything.
No, Ma, it's audio recording. It's not
okay,
a video
so
recording.
You can't, nobody's going to see me?
No.
No.
They're only going to hear you.
All right, that's fine. Don't
call us our names. Call me by your name.
Linda and Brenda is our name.
Linda and Brenda.
I'm Brenda.
All right, that's fine.
I'm Linda.
You don't know our real names anyway.
All right.
I'm looking for...
All right.
All right. I'm looking for a story from you.
All right.
Have you talked to any of your sisters lately? You don't have to say their name, but have you talked to any of them lately?
No, I have not.
No.
Hell no. How does our grandma say hell no?
Which granny?
Your mother.
You know.
How does she say hell no?
She says it a very certain way. How does she say it? Do you know how to do it? It's like, hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Whoa, that's a good one. She got it.
Hell
no.
Hell no.
Sometimes she says no.
No.
She'll like call it.
No, no, no.
Yeah, that's actually really good, Mom.
Good one.
Well, so you haven't talked to your sister lately? You don't have any tea to spill?
I haven't talked to the one that calls me before she goes to work because her place was closed. So, no, she has no use for me now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that was shitty to say.
No, it's okay.
No, she hasn't called me.
So you don't have any, like, stories to tell about your weird sisters or, like, anything?
I could, but I don't want to.
I would like you to, because this is what people are going to fall asleep to.
Oh, well, they wouldn't fall asleep after I told them the stories.
I think that they would.
I think they just say, what the F is wrong with them?
Yeah, they might. I mean... I feel like they could take a pretty dark turn.
It would definitely take a flipping dark turn.
I think that if I was falling asleep, I would like to hear some weird stories. Like,
yeah, I mean,
will you tell the story about the knife in your door?
Oh, that would not be good.
Yes, it would. Tell the story.
We had to put a knife in our back door because it wouldn't lock and...
Don't say anyone's name, but...
I know, but you mean that we had to keep a knife in our back door?
Yeah.
So that if somebody opened it, I don't know what that would do. It would just flip the knife out, but we wouldn't hear it if we were asleep.
And then you guys, didn't you used to sing a song about it?
Oh, gosh.
You told me you used to sing that... CCR song, but you'd say, there's a knife in my back door.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
And you told me one story one time about, like, seeing an old revolutionary man or something.
Oh, no, that was me, yeah. When I used to, be afraid because we all slept in the same bed And I used to always be afraid at night, and I would open my door, and I was really young. I guess I was about 4, something like that, 5. And I would always want to go in my mom and dad's room because I was scared. And, of course, my sisters were asleep because, you know, they didn't hear anything or they didn't have that thing that I have. And so I would open my bedroom door really quietly. And I'd always want to go in their room, but I really wasn't allowed to. And because my DAD, I can't even say it. I knew he would get mad. So I would open the door, and all the rooms in that house had doors. Like, your kitchen had a door, you know. So from the living room to the kitchen, there was a door to the kitchen. So I would always see this tall figure. And I don't know if y'all can vision this, but envision this. But there was, I don't know if y'all can even remember this, but back like years ago when men used to wear those long black coats and they had like the flap on the shoulders and like a black, like a kind of like a cape on the shoulders, and they were like long black, like kind of like a leather,
like a cape on the shoulders.
Yes. And then they would wear like the big black, similar to like a cowboy hat, but yes, not that. And black tall boots.
Tall boots. Yeah, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yes. Yes. Kind of like what they would call a highwayman or something.
Highwayman.
I couldn't really see his face because everything was black. But he would always, it wasn't real, you know, it was like a ghost, but he would always be coming from the living room to go in the kitchen. And I would always see him coming from the living room to the kitchen. And
like an apparition?
Yeah, but it was clear as day. Like, it was a real person, but it wasn't.
Like, he wasn't see-through?
I was always afraid he was going to come down the hall to me.
But, like, did he look, like, kind of, like, see-through or, like, a real
no,
live
No, he didn't look see-through. He was solid.
That's crazy.
He did not look see-through, but I don't recall his feet touching the ground. I don't know. I didn't get that far. It was just every time, and I'd shut the door. Then I'd wait a few minutes, and then I'd open it again, and it's same thing. And that happened, like, every time I was scared. Every single time. And I would just shut the door, I'd wait, open the door, and he'd be coming again from the living room to the kitchen. I don't know if he ever opened that kitchen door, but I just, every single time, that's why I still remember it so well.
Like every single night?
Every time I opened that door.
I might be confusing you with like something else, but didn't you tell me, didn't he, like, do something nice for you one time? Like, put a blanket on you or something? Or am I thinking of, like, Boo Radley?
Oh, no. Yeah. I don't know who did that.
I think I'm thinking of To Kill a Mockingbird.
No, I don't know. No. At one point, I was just really, really scared, and I couldn't get out of the bed. And someone, I don't know if it was him, but it wasn't my parents, I can tell you that, because they never came in our room. Never.
So what did he do for you?
I was always the smallest. And so I only slept on the, like, it was like a full-size bed because they didn't have queen-size beds back then. So it was like a full-size bed. So I always slept on the very edge of the bed and the near the floor, like in the front. So I was always like on the edge of the bed.
Yeah.
So I never had any covers because they always pulled the covers. And so I was always on the edge of the mattress, like near the floor, ready to fall off. And they always pulled the covers. And I don't know if I just I don't know if I just was afraid to pull the covers or if I just couldn't get the covers or I wasn't strong enough, because I was always really, really tiny. And I remember one night it was just so cold and I was just freezing.
Mom.
And was afraid to get up.
Where is this going?
Somebody came in and pulled the covers and put them on me.
It wasn't your dad?
Are you serious?
Hell no.
Yeah, hell
no.
No.
So,
no, he never, ever came in our room. No, no. Mm-mm. And it was really weird because they never came in our room at night.
So you felt somebody like yank the cover over for you?
I felt somebody put a cover over me.
Maybe it was one of your sisters.
No. Because, first of all, we were all less than 2 years apart.
So that doesn't mean they can't pull a blanket for you.
No, 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 no. That never, no. It was like, eat or be eaten, you know? It was like...
Dog-eat-dog world?
Dog-eat-dog, yeah. It was like everybody...
Dog the bounty hunter?
No, it was like... You know, you gotta fight for what you got.
You gotta fight for your right to party.
Well, basically, yeah. I mean, no.
Hell no.
No. Hell no.
So it was the ghost.
I don't even know if Karen was born then.
You're not supposed to say your people's names, but
it's too late. I'm sorry. I don't even know if the youngest was born then. I mean, and if she was a baby, the only time you got to sleep in their room, the parents' room, is like if you were a baby and you were still like in a bassinet.
In a basket?
Bassinet.
Oh, man.
Or a drawer or whatever. I don't know what they
said. They would put you in a drawer?
What?
That was very common back then.
When you
didn't
were
have
born?
A bassinet.
When you were a baby?
Yeah, if you didn't have a bassinet, you know.
You put a baby
put
in the
drawer.
Trash can?
No, but they would put you in a drawer with the blankets, but I don't know what we had.
I did that with my Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yeah, it was very common. If you didn't have a bassinet or crib, you know, that was very common when you were newborns.
What if you rolled out of the drawer?
I don't really, no, you don't fall out of the drawer.
Or what if the drawer fell out on you?
They close really you in the dresser?
Yeah.
They put you in the drawer and close it?
They don't close it, for God's sake.
You said, yeah.
I don't know what they had. I really don't know. I don't remember.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, did you listen to our first two episodes?
No, because it wouldn't let me.
Great. I guess that's the problem everyone's having.
We don't have any listeners.
I went to it, and it said it couldn't be opened.
Do you have the Spotify app?
I don't know.
It said to open in Spotify.
There's a button
that said that. If you hit open in Spotify, it'll open it up in Spotify, and you can listen to us talk.
Oh, okay.
I fell asleep to it myself last night, and it worked.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's good to fall asleep to.
Oh, okay.
It might be the best podcast of the year.
Really?
It might be the best podcast out of quarantine. It might go straight to the top.
All the way to the top.
What have y'all been talking about?
Nothing.
Nothing so far. We really didn't even tell a story in the first one. We basically just talked.
It's supposed to be like telling stories, but we really don't.
Oh, Mom would like this, though. The second one, we more or less read The Cherry Migration. We didn't read the whole thing, but we read aloud, portions of it. And kind of
retold
it.
We had a dog once for about 2 days. For about 2 days until I got taken back wherever it came from.
What was his name?
Yeah, it was, oh gosh.
Hold on, what are you talking about?
She had a dog.
We had a dog one time for about 2 days.
Is this her story?
Yeah.
No, we really did. It was a
Cocker Spaniel?
It was a collie. It was really pretty, too. And we loved it for 2 days. And then it got taken away.
What?
It
died?
No, the DAD didn't want to anymore.
For two days?
So he killed it?
Did he get it?
No, I don't know what he did with it. He just took it.
Who got it on the side of the road?
Yeah, he brought it. And then we really liked it a lot.
Took it away from you?
And then he took it.
What was its name?
Oh, I forgot. I think we named it Lassie.
Aww.
Because it looked just like Lassie.
Aww.
And we played with it because we had, like, the woods backed up to our house. And so we would take it in the woods because that's where we play. And, God, this is awful. But we played in the woods. Because we didn't have, like, a swing set or anything. We did finally get a swing set right before we left. Right before we escaped.
Oh, gosh.
No, we literally did.
I know.
Yeah. All four of us and Mom and a relative picked us up while he was at work one day. And we just put whatever we could in the back of his pickup. So it was the driver, four girls, and my mom in the front seat of a pickup.
Well, at least he got
with
the
dog.
Out.
No,
no,
I wish you would have grabbed the dog.
The dog was shortly before we left, but no, literally, we only had it for like 2 days.
That's such a weird thing to do, to get a dog for 2 days and then just be like, nope.
I just think that he just didn't want to. I don't know. I don't know why. It was like a thing that. Like, okay, I'll do something nice for you. So, and then I don't want to deal with it. So, F it. I'm taking it.
Okay. Weird.
It was not nice. It was very devastating to us.
Times? Did you say devastating times?
Probably.
Is that what you said? Did you say the word times?
I think she said
devastating. Yeah, I said it was a devastating time for us.
You said devastating times.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry that happened to you.
It's okay.
Yes,
I got it. I got over it. I got over it. It's fine. Yeah. And let's see. Oh, gosh. I don't know. There's a lot of stories. But I don't think y'all want to know all of those.
If you have another story to share, share it.
No, they're bad. They're just bad.
Do you know of any crazy murders or anything that happened? Like, when you were a kid or growing up in that area, were there any weird, like, crimes or murders or something that happened?
Only at my house.
Oh, I know what you can talk about. Weren't you living when Lorena Bobbitt did her thing?
Oh, that was when your dad and I were married. We're still married.
Did you know her?
No, but we knew exactly where they lived. It was not far from, where your grandmother lived. Those apartments where they lived were relatively new then.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was a big story.
You don't know of anyone that got murdered or anything, like, kind of crazy that happened? There weren't any serial killers?
Yeah, but I can't really talk about that. That's, like, I can't really talk about that.
Because it was family, or it's going to make you cry?
Oh, no, it's not going to make me cry. No, I can't talk about that.
Okay.
Some people wouldn't want me to talk about that.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not saying it was family, but, you know, it's could be.
I know what she's talking about.
What is she talking about?
She's not...
No.
Careful with all that noise.
I know. I can't talk about it. We can't talk about it.
Right. We can't talk about that.
Somebody got something... Happened to somebody. Somebody got... Something that we know.
Somebody got what was coming to them?
Possibly, I don't know.
Tell that dog in the background to shut the hell up.
Natalie hates dogs now.
Duke, hush.
Yeah, tell him to hush.
Hush, Duke. Hush.
Hush, we're trying to podcast.
Hush.
No, don't whistle at him.
Well, he wants to come up, but he doesn't. Can't figure it. Oh, he did. He got up. Come okay. on, buddy. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing everything that you had to say.
Oh, I could say a lot more, but, you know, I can't incriminate people.
You can say whatever you want. This is our podcast, and people are probably asleep by this point listening, so it doesn't even really matter what you say anymore. Once you get to this point in the pot in the episode, it doesn't even matter anymore because they've already fallen asleep.
Anything goes. It's like a freebie.
The second half of the episode is where you can spill some tea if you want. People will just dream about it.
No, I don't want to say too much because, you know. Yeah.
Do I?
It's a lot of stuff that there's still people that would know who it is.
I just want to say that this whole time that we've been on the phone with my mom, we've been on FaceTime, but she's been holding it next to her ear like she's on the phone because she doesn't want to show her face. So this whole time we've actually just been seeing a close up of the side of your glasses and your eyeball in your ear.
The dogs and whatever.
No, we've been looking at face.
I'm not showing my face.
Nobody can see us. We look like shit right now.
I know, but I don't like it. So I don't think y'all look like shit. I just
wanna bet.
You know. Do you wanna see us?
Sure.
Ew. I don't wanna see
Here
myself.
I am. I look gross.
Hey.
Aww,
what's up?
Hi.
What have y'all gotten done?
Podcasting mostly.
Natalie.
Did you get any what's the mice update?
No mice have been caught again that I know of. He like put traps in like hidden places in the kitchen, so I haven't really been like peeking. Like in between like the stove and the wall. But the one by the fireplace hasn't been, it's the peanut butter is still on the trap. It hasn't been caught. We haven't seen any. So that's good, I guess. Linda cleaned out the cupboard. I keep doing that. Linda cleaned the cupboard, the kitchen cupboard today. That was cool.
Oh, okay. Did you put any under the sink?
Good question. I've been letting my boyfriend handle that. I haven't even, he was in there the other day, like on the floor setting up traps, but I just didn't even kind of want to know where they were after the one incident.
Did y'all eat last night?
Yeah, we like snacked a lot. We had that cheese ball.
Did you eat that pizza?
No, not yet. Well, maybe we can eat that today.
What time did y'all go to bed?
Super late. Like, it was, I don't know, it was like 2 in the morning.
Oh, okay. 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 Where's Leroy? I don't hear him.
You can't hear him? Oh, that's funny, because I'm sure all of our other listeners, if we have any, are going to hear him in the background right now, chewing on a bone on a hardwood floor.
That's the only way to get him to be quiet, but it's also the loudest thing in the world, especially when you're podcasting. It's just like that gnawing sound.
Yep, that's Leroy, who's not supposed to be part of the podcast, but for some reason he's been the main part of all three episodes.
We can't get him to leave the room. He just wants to be with us.
Oh gosh. Well, that's fun though. He can be part of it.
We're trying to have a podcasting career and it's gotten in the way of our priorities.
But I think we can edit it out, maybe. I don't know.
No, we can't, but it's okay for
don't
now.
Edit Leroy out.
Don't discard him.
I mean, I guess, but he kind of was loud. Like, can you? I'm going to have to talk up like this. I'm going to have to talk like this. So you can hear me.
Like this. We could, like, walk away from him and see what happens.
We could take this bitch to the bathroom, actually. More echo in there. We're going to take this.
Oh, I don't know if the echo will be good.
We're going to transport this podcast.
Do right you now. Have opening music?
Not yet. We know we're working on that.
Okay. You should have opening music. You should put some videos in there of Duke and Dude.
We can't do videos on a podcast. That's not how it works.
We could start an Instagram, though, and post pictures of Dude and Duke.
Yeah. You should do some videos with Leroy. Put some music in there.
You can't do videos on a podcast.
Oh, because it's copyrighted?
No, because you're listening to it, you're not watching it.
But she's on to something. We could start social media.
Yeah, on social.
You could play music in the background. Oh my god,
we need to make an Instagram page for our podcast. Or just send
you could play music in the background.
Like a Twitter page.
Yeah, and a Facebook. Well, so at least the Instagram and a Twitter.
Let's stay away from
Facebook. Are y'all listening to me?
No, what?
I said you could play music in the background when you start.
Yeah, we know, we're trying, but we couldn't pick one that we liked. We're gonna, maybe at the end of this episode, throw something on to the beginning, so.
Yeah.
Tori loves to make noise in the background.
I can't sit still. Mom.
It's kind of hard to have a podcast when you're never
in the room. It's called ADD.
Yeah, it's getting the best of me. I, like, seriously need a quiet fidget toy because I cannot sit still. I walk away from the podcast all the time. I can't. I don't even notice myself doing it until I'm already doing it.
Don't even notice.
You know who would have a lot of stories?
My dad?
Oh, God, yes.
Really?
Oh, my God. Oh, yes.
Yeah. We could never get him on here, though. Unless we trick him.
Unless we just get him talking with the phone down secretly.
Yeah. Morning. We'd have to be in person, and we'd have to do it secretly, probably, because he would not talk to
us. Oh, get him talking about some of his younger days. He could give you a lot of stories. Yeah. About fighting and...
Yeah, the stories that him and his friend that lives in, like, Georgia or something now, you know him? I don't want to say his name.
But, yeah, I know him.
They tell the best stories because he and Dad will get going and tell all these crazy stories that Dad normally wouldn't tell me, like, about wacky stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And his old days when we used to go out, him and his other friend, his best friend from, yeah you know who.
Yeah,
they have a lot of stories because I was there.
We'll have to get him talking one day because he does have some good ones. You know what else? Mamaw has good ones.
Oh, yeah, she does too. She has some good ones. Did she ever tell you that story where Ronnie was little and he went down the stairs on his some little riding toy, and he went down the basement stairs on it, and Russ was in the shower. I mean, your dad was in the shower, and he came out of the shower naked and ran down the stairs because he heard Ronnie. I mean, he heard his brother. And his brother was only like 2 or something like that.
Yeah, and I've heard that story.
I haven't.
I've heard it probably 12 times. So
no, what? Dad ran down the stairs and did what? Caught him naked?
Your dad was in the shower and he heard noise going down the stairs, the basement stairs, and you know how dangerous those are. And he just completely ran out of the shower naked down there, and he was like 16 maybe, and just ran down there because he was so scared that his brother got hurt. And Mamaw was like right there, and he just was so scared, and he didn't even realize, I guess, that he was naked, and to make sure that his brother was okay. And Mamaw was just shocked. But he was okay. He was okay. Yeah.
That's a weird story. I haven't heard that one.
That was like, you know, he didn't want him to get hurt, but he was okay. He just stayed on his little, whatever it was some little ride-on toy, and he was fine. Now, Mamaw has some good stories about your dad doing crazy stuff.
We'll get her on the podcast next.
Oh, yeah, I like that one.
He got stuck on their picket fence.
Yeah.
He got stuck on their picket fence one time trying to climb out of the yard and was stuck hanging by his belt or his pants or something.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. She said that she got out of the shower and walked outside and he was hanging upside down on the fence.
Yeah.
by his
parents. Trying to escape.
And he was like three.
Yeah. He was always doing stuff like that. He flipped over on his bike and the handlebars came off. And I think that may have been when he broke his tooth or something like that.
He broke his tooth when his brother threw a battery at it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He did something crazy when he was doing something with his bike and his handlebars flew off
and he flipped over it.
I don't know what he did to himself that time.
He wrecked his bike the first day he got it, and he was still wearing his church shoes. They were like,
yes,
boot, like when he was, snakeskin boots or something, and he got in trouble.
When he was two, and they lived in an apartment in Tyson's Corner, I don't know how he did this, but he flipped one of the, you know how the big TVs used to be, those big console TVs?
Oh, yeah.
He flipped that over on himself. And then take him to the emergency room. And that's where has one scar. She said they took him to the emergency room so many times they were afraid that they were going to accuse them of abusing their child.
Child. Yeah, I remember her saying that. Yeah, he has a ton of scars. I guess that's where the stories would come from, because I would ask him when I was a kid, like, to tell me about the scars on his face and stuff.
Yeah. That big scar on his forehead is from one time when we were first married, and he went somewhere with his friends skiing somewhere, and they got into a car accident on the way back, and they had the skis coming from inside. They were inside the car. Something happened. I don't know if it was involved with another vehicle, but they did something, slid off the road or some crazy shit. And, the skis were inside the car, like from the front, like going through the middle of the back seat. And so the ski like hit him in the forehead, and he's got like a big scar. Uh-oh. Yeah. And the one on his cheek there, I think is from something he did when he was little.
Oh, yeah. That one is from the Coke bottle or something.
Oh, yeah. He was trying to, when he was little, like two or three, he was trying to carry, like, the six-pack bottles of Coke, and he dropped them, and they broke. Yeah.
All right, here's the thing, Linda. I'm getting kind of tired.
What else is new? Do y'all need a nap already?
No, but I need to do something else, so I think we're going to wrap this up.
We both haven't been that productive today, so.
I played Animal Crossing for probably, like, 3 hours, so.
Oh, did Tori play?
I don't know.
No, I wish I did. I'm going by Brenda now, but no, I wish I did.
Oh, shit. I said it again.
I know. We're all doing it.
It doesn't matter. It's okay.
But no, I wanted to play. I really wanted a Nintendo Switch, but I don't have one.
Oh. Well, your birthday's not until January again, but.
I know. It's going to be okay. I would probably, like, not get anything done ever during this entire quarantine if I had Animal Crossing. I would get fully addicted.
Well, that's what Linda, and I said, is that one of y'all would become completely obsessed like you used to be.
I know. Remember we used to just spend hours playing that in the summertime?
Yeah. You know, I still have all that Nintendo stuff. All of it.
I want it, for real. I don't have it.
I have the Game Boys. I have the games. I have the big set. All of it.
Brenda, we're almost to the 40-minute point of this episode, so we gotta wrap this shit up because...
All right. Well, y'all call me.
Oh, Mom, I love you.
No, we really appreciate your stories. It's been the topic of the whole episode.
You told some really good ones.
I'm sure people fell fast asleep.
All right. Oh, yeah, I put y'all to sleep. They were so good. I put y'all to sleep.
That's the point of the podcast.
Okay. Well, all right. Good night. Oh, wait, I got to ask y'all this. Do y'all remember that song I used to sing y'all all the time?
Which one?
The Linda Ronstadt song.
Which one? Take a good look at my face.
Take a good look at my face.
That one?
No, not that one. The Sweetest Gift.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
I don't remember that. I remember Track of My Tears.
The Sweetest Gift.
A Mother's Child?
A Mother's Smile.
Smile.
But the name of it is The Sweetest Gift.
What's the point?
I'm just asking if you remember it.
I do.
Brenda? Yeah.
You do want to sing it?
No, I'm Linda.
So. No. No, no, I'm not singing it right now. Well, hell no.
Hell no.
Give a little bit of an outro for us.
No.
Hell no. No.
Like,
another day I will.
All right, well, we're going to hang up on you now.
Okay, girls.
Thanks. All right. Love you.
Love
Thanks
you,
for
Mom.
Contributing.
Love you, too. Be careful. Wash your hands and don't touch your face.
Yeah, okay. We know.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye, love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye.
And don't.
We'll never know.
And don't do drugs. No, she'd say, wear your seatbelt.
Don't.
Be careful.
Drink and drive.
Don't be drinking and driving.
Don't. You.
If you go anywhere, be careful. Don't go anywhere.
All right, so that's the third episode of Not Tonight, during the day.
Not tonight, but in the day.
I hope everyone is fast asleep and really enjoyed our first guest. Have a good night.
Yeah, man.
But not tonight.
Not tonight. Tonight. Love you. Good night.
Love you. Good night.